This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And plenty of time to give us a call so we can try and help you out with as many of your gardening questions as possible. Now we're getting ready for the hurricane that is coming towards New England at this point. It's been moving around, headed a little bit west, it looks like, at this point. Still going to hit us. Don't get me wrong there, but I know it's not going to, it doesn't look like it'll be as direct hit to where I am, at least. So that's what I'm basing this off of. We'll keep it at that. But, you know, it looks like it's going to be a lot of rain. Just a lot of rain. So we'll see what happens with the storm, but it's supposed to stick around for really a couple days here. We'll see the after effects, and we already had the previous one earlier this week, where I was actually away. I was up in, I'll call it western northern Maine, up in Bethel, Maine, and Thursday, we were supposed to get hit up there with, you know, this hurricane as well, and it never really happened up there. Now, meanwhile, I'm getting pictures and videos from work of just areas that are just full of water. I mean, like areas that, you know, will flood here and there, but are just water is just pouring in. So this is the second time in a week here that this area is getting some heavy rain. So that's where the effects are. But, you know, I don't need to tell everybody that. You all know what's going on with the weather, but we kind of try to figure out what's going on with it and what else we can do. Because, you know, this time of year, you know, we want to start planning for the rest of the garden. What else we can be doing? Because it's, you know, we want to do some planting. We want to put the lawn in if we haven't been able to prior. We want to continue going with the garden. We want our tomatoes to do what they, you know, should be doing. I mean, you know, here at my in-laws' house, we've had vegetables growing for months, right? And the tomatoes, it's like, will you ever turn red? And they're finally starting to turn red, and it's like, all right, am I going to have to worry about, you know, rot Is that going to be an issue at this point? We've already gone through the heat of the summer. We've already gone through more rain than one can handle with the season. And the plants are still growing, although, you know, there's only leaves on the top. And the tomatoes are finally starting to turn red, and they're in that orange stage. It's like, all right, we're getting there. But what else? What else is going to happen, right? Whose weather just happens to hit us. Just pick something. We got to figure this all out. But anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, plenty of time to call in and give us a call with some questions. You know, we had started talking about some different things and what to be thinking ahead with. You know, and Jackie brought it up earlier in regards to her poinsettia. You know, when do you put that into that cold, not cold, the dark period? So we're looking at around Columbus Day. Maybe earlier if you want to have it for a longer period, right? Maybe we're looking at October 1st to get it so it will reflower for Christmas. And then again, you know, like I was saying during the last segment, the amaryllis, looking at the amaryllis. And at this point in time, you know, they say late summer, early fall is when you stop watering. Get that potted bulb into a cool, dry location. You know, keep it away from bright light. And we're leaving it there for 2, 3, 4 months. I mean, if you want it for Christmas, you're looking at probably 3 months. Because, as I said earlier, there's 125 days till Christmas. Now, I know some people out there who will jump for joy that there's only 125 days till Christmas. That means there's 124 shopping days before Christmas. Or as I like to say, 123 days before most men get started Christmas shopping. But anyways, it's not what we're talking about. We're talking about amaryllis. Now with these guys, if you want to, say you have multiple amaryllis, right? You want to stagger when they start to bloom. Maybe start one now. Start one today in that cool location. Give it 3 months, right? And then start one in a week or two. And then start one a couple weeks later. And stagger the blossoms. So you're not just having one. One will, as one goes away, the next one will show up. And then the next one. You know, some people will even keep the bulb in that, like, resting period for up to 5 months. So, I mean, 5 months, we're already past the five-month range. So if you were doing that 5 months, we would have had to start a couple months ago to get them growing for Christmas. You know, we always think about the amaryllis, poinsettias, paper whites, Christmas cactus, all those things for Christmas. But we got to think about doing and taking care of them now to have that great opportunity for that look later. So something to really be thinking about. But... you know, once this period is done, this 3 month, 2 month, 4 month, whichever you decide, that's when you're going to bring them out. You're going to put them in a fresh growing mix, right? You know, a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll let the bulb, if it's in a small pot, sit. The leaves will wither away, let it go dormant. You don't do anything to it. You leave the bulb alone. You don't water it. You let it be. You check on it here and there to make sure it doesn't get mushy or... you know, you weren't paying attention and it's in the garage and the window opened a little bit and it got some rain on it, right? Those types of things. We check on the bulbs to make sure they're still viable. But then from there, you bring it out, you know, and you repot it. You put it in some good fresh mix, a nice, you know, potting soil. You water it, move the pot into a bright spot where it's going to get a little bit of warmth. And then from there, you know, you're not going to have to water it as much. I remember when I was in seventh grade, so a while ago at this point, We had to do science experiments, right? And my science experiment was taking two amaryllis bulbs side by side, both in soil. One I watered, one, that same one got sunlight, got everything. The other one I did nothing to. It didn't have any sunlight. It didn't have all the extras. It just was there. Now, when the science experiment came through, they ask you to predict what's going to happen, and obviously the one you take care of, that's supposed to be the one that does everything and supposed to be great. Well, yeah, that's not what happened. The one that I did not take care of, the one that I did nothing to and just let be, bloomed first and did everything. Shows you when it comes to amaryllis, you don't have to do a lot. You don't water them as often. You don't need to feed them as often. You don't need to do as much for them. Now, if you're going through the second and third year with them, those are the years you got to give them a little bit back, right? Still don't have to water as much. But the idea behind it is they're a very easy plant. They're very easy to deal with, to plant, to grow. So if you're really not, don't have a great green thumb, this might be the way to go. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Cynthia is in Massachusetts.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Strange enough, I had experienced a plant growing in the front of my place I stay, and I didn't know what it was. And I had seen sunflowers that somebody had in pots across the way. And apparently, now I have a sunflower. It went all the way over to my side, which is quite a distance. But anyways, we have, it's God blessed, you know, in the sense of that happening. Now, do I, it's in the ground next to the building. So, what do I do? Just let it go and that kind of thing? Or do I give it nutrients? Do I make sure it's fully watered? I'm not sure. I don't have any idea how to take care of sunflowers.
Well, so you, I mean, you don't have to do a lot. That's one of the things with the sunflowers. Because of the fact that it's kind of airborne and it's gone to where it is, you're not, there's not a lot for you to have to do. So I personally would just kind of say, all right, what am I going to, what can I get out of this for the long term here? Long term effects, basically, let's water it. Excuse me, let's, you don't really have to give it nutrients because at this point it's already gone past the hard stages. But if you do give it, you know, say you're fertilizing your other plants around, it's not going to hurt it. It's only, you know, it'll help it. It's not going to hurt it by any means.
Now, so that's I structure the, I mean, it's relatively young, and it's not just one. I have a second one that's developing. And should I just make sure that is, you know, I know sunflowers do get heavy and stuff like that. Should I later make sure it's posted, so to speak? mean, upright so it don't droop or anything, or just the strength of the plant will be sufficient?
Well, you can definitely, do that where you're helping by staking it with something along those lines. It definitely will help it. It's not going to hurt it by any means. Thinking for the future of what happens to them, because we know that they do get heavy. So I would be looking at doing something along the lines of possibly staking it for the long term for it, especially with the way we're in hurricane season, if you will.
Yeah, I know. They said about that warning coming in today.
But the winds and the weather are starting to hit a little bit more as the season goes on. So, it's not going to hurt it. With that, those others, I was thinking about it while we were talking here. It might make sense for you to add some nutrients to the others to try and help push them along a little bit. Because some of these sunflowers, need X amount of days till it will start to blossom. Now, we still have time, but we're running out of those days of good weather. So if you can help push it along a little bit, that will definitely help you. Making sure. So maybe.
Goes. Should I just start staking it and then it gives more security to the plant itself?
I would at this point to help it. And then from there, I would be watching the watering. You can, like I said, you could add nutrients to it, especially for something along these lines to help the future growth for it. So I see no issue with that. So definitely with some of the newer ones, start to stake them, start to fertilize them a little bit just to help push them along a little bit. I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia. You have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump launched on Saturday a sustained attack on President Joe Biden's handling of the retreat of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, which he called the greatest foreign policy humiliation in U.S. history.
The issue is Joe Biden's staggering incompetence and gross negligence. He doesn't know where the hell he is. You think he's running the government? He's not running the government. Creating the greatest strategic humiliation that we've ever seen as a country, and it was something that we should have stopped.
A coalition of groups, including medical professionals, first responders, parents, and students, gathered in Santa Monica on Saturday to protest Los Angeles's impending COVID-19 vaccine mandate, saying it will segregate the city, breed more hate, and violate the rights of tens of thousands of people. This is USA Radio News.
Afghan translator Sabor Sakhizada on Fox and Friends pleads for help from the Biden administration amid the Afghan collapse. He has the paperwork, but continues to be turned away from the airport in Kabul.
I get to hear on the podium from the White House to the Pentagon staff to the State Department staff, getting them behind the podium and say we're going to stand behind the allies and get them out to safety. So here we are. Where is the support? I get to hear something as a talk to talk, and the reality tells me something different. We've been on the phone with my loved ones. We've been weeping. We've been crying. We've been praying.
A fund started by radio host Glenn Beck raised more than $20 million in less than 3 days to help evacuate Christians from Afghanistan. The Nazarene Fund is gearing up to extract approximately 5,000 people, mostly women and children, from Afghanistan as the country descends into chaos and the Taliban take over, according to The Blaze. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's starting to feel some of those effects of the tropical storm. I was reading during the break that it got downgraded a little while ago from a hurricane to a tropical storm. That doesn't mean it can't do damage, so we'll keep an eye out on how that goes. But, you know, looking at the weather like this and following along and kind of seeing what, you know, is happening will get us ready for, you know, what could happen in the garden, what we need to fix, right? That's kind of, we are at the, at Mother Nature's, disposal. She will tell us what, is gonna happen, and by taking care of, by doing these types of things with, you know, the hurricanes, etc., we know things are gonna happen. The ground in a lot of the southern New England is wet already. Our trees, so that means the roots can move a little bit more, which means some of these winds might knock some of these trees down. So it's almost, you know, and no pun intended here, but the perfect storm that this could, you know, do some damage. And that's why there's such, you know, that's why people are kind of saying, all right, what's going to happen here? Obviously, we don't, you know, like having damage happen, but we're seeing some of these things happen because of the weather we've had this season, the way things have gone. So we keep an eye out on it, and we just, you know, hope that it doesn't do that much. But after the fact, if it does, you know, let's think about some of the things we can do if some of the trees fall down, some of your smaller trees. Like, say something newly planted that has a root system but might have popped over. Or, you know, one thing I always think about is like hydrangea trees, because there's so much on the top of them at this time that it might push them over. You know, these are things, let's look at it and say, all right, if something happens, say it leans over, getting it back into place, you know, pulling on it the best you can without pulling, you know, and affecting the plant. You'll be able to tell with the resistance, but getting them back into the ground as soon as the storm is over, it's going to be very beneficial if it's just they've uprooted a little bit. So we keep an eye on that. If there's broken branches that on some of your smaller trees that you can reach, you know, again, we'll talk about the tree form hydrangea because those are in full bloom at this point. They're huge. They're probably going to see the most damage from winds like this because of the extra weight on the top of it. Now, take a look at some of the branches. If they are broken, make sure you prune them back and clean them up so that the stem isn't affected. Might have, you know, if it breaks and it comes off, go back to where it broke and clean that up with some pruners. Make it so that there's not weak areas on that hydrangea for the future. You know, making sure it's taken care of for the long term, not just, all right, it's doing this beautiful flowering, it falls over, it'll be fine. Taking care of these plants is going to help that. And we're only going to know what happens, obviously, after the storm goes through here. But if we can get some of these trees back up, if they fall over, if you're able to. And I'm talking more of the smaller trees, newly planted, maybe newly planted fruit trees, newly planted, you know, small, you know, dogwoods, etc. Let's keep an eye out of what we can do after the fact. Going back to the pruning. So say, you know, say you have a branch fall off of one of these trees. It breaks off because another branch from up above hit it and it kind of snapped. Going back and pruning is very important because if it has like a rip, it's not going to heal the easiest way, and it's not going to heal to the point where it'll allow the regrowth to happen the way you would like it to. So it's not just about cleaning up the branches on the ground. It's about going back to the plant and seeing what else we can do and make that straight cut. Clean it up a little bit so it doesn't have ragged edges, because a lot of times they stick out like a sore thumb later on. So we're just trying to, if this is going to happen, if we have some branches down, if we have some broken, clean it up after the fact so that long term it doesn't affect the plant. When we have a cut on a plant that can't heal the right way, it opens up the door for pathogens, insects to go into the plant. That's why we go back and clean it up. Okay. The other thing, you know, let's think of it like the positive side of this. Maybe we have some broken branches on some of them. Like we'll go back to the hydrangea tree. Maybe it's a fresh cut on the branch that came off, putting in some rooting powder and trying to plant a new one. Get a second one out of it. I mean, we got to think positive, right? But it's some of the things that happen with these storms. Things break, things fall over. You know, we're probably a little bit too late in the day here because it's going to hit the Cape any minute here, or already hitting the Cape, but the eye of the storm is going to hit within a few hours. You know, staking some of those trees, getting the ones that you're worried about, getting them up there and holding them up, because this is just the beginning. We're only at H when it comes to hurricane season. And I believe last year we went through the alphabet and started again. So we'll see what continues on there. But we want to think about the after effects, what else we can do, right? So just take a look at it, and hopefully, you know, you don't have to worry about it. But if you do, let's think ahead. Get everything ready. You know, obviously get everything ready to be safe during the storm like this. But say your pruners and all that stuff are out in the shed at the other side of the property. Maybe get those, bring them in towards the house so that it's easy for you to get if there's some damage out there. So you don't have to go all the way to the shed and come back. Say you got to run out quickly to do something because it's blocking the driveway. It's already there. You know, we think about all the, you know, the things that we need to do when a hurricane hits or a storm hits. But this is another thing. It's like keeping the shovel next to the door that you're going to go out when a snowstorm hits. Doing the same thing if some of these branches might break, etc. So just some food for thought, some things to be thinking about. Now, after this storm, it's looking like it's going to warm up again. We're going to get some humidity. So we're going from the rainy temperatures to humidity. So mosquitoes are going to come back again. So we got to think about, after the fact, some standing water. If water's sitting in areas, you know, dumping them out the best you can. But if you can't, you know, our rain barrels might fill up even more. Let's look at adding some of the mosquito dunks to it. Help preventing those mosquitoes as we go on the rest of the season. Because temperature-wise, you know, the 14-day forecast stays in the 80s and the 70s. So we're still outside. We're still enjoying the weather. But we want to get rid of those mosquitoes. I already know they are everywhere. I've been trying to spray for a number of days, and I just haven't been able to with heat, you know, getting too hot, and then rain, etc. So hopefully after the couple days where it's warm, you might be able to get out there and spray some product. There's a bunch of different mosquito-type sprays. Natural Alternative has a great one that you can spray the lawn. It's their Mosquito Tick and Flea Control. It's organic, right? So you can spray it over the entire area. It's not only for mosquitoes and you know, those types, but it's got the ticks in there too. And we're very concerned about the ticks in this area. But you can spray it. It's a natural smell. This has got like a cedar smell to it. So you can spray it all out there. They usually say waiting about maybe 10 minutes or so after spraying. You know, that's going to be the easiest way. You can play right afterwards. They do say that if it is going to rain within 12 hours, you hold off until after the rain. But say you did this a week ago, and then we've had all this rain, you should reapply again. Lasts usually about 3 to 4 weeks, unless you have some really heavy rain. You know, like hurricane rain. Just, you know, maybe. But you want to reapply after the fact. Make sure when you're spraying, right? And I like to make sure everybody knows this. And whatever you're spraying for mosquito control, make sure you're not just getting, you know, under your deck, around patios. Let's go into the woods a little bit. The areas where there's low foliage on the ground, you know, ferns and different weeds that might be in the woods, those types of things. They like to stay low and covered in the shade. So get those areas. Try to get about 15 feet into the wooded areas as possible. Art Cockett from formerly from Bonide, he and I used to talk at this time of year multiple times about this. And we would always spray like 8 into the yards. He would do it in the spring. He would do it again. Not only to kill the ticks, but to do these mosquitoes. The permethrin that's in there, you can spray those areas. And it was always the 15-foot perimeter into the woods all over, plus the other areas. Because it's going to help protect you a little bit more. Always spray it. Always works. I mean, you might have to reapply it here and there, but in the past, I have used it and been very successful with it. So definitely worth doing some spraying after the weather that we're going to have this beginning of the week, and helping prevent it. Because I was out last night, and it was like everywhere you walk, there were mosquitoes, little, you know, no-see-ems everywhere. I talked about it earlier. We saw tons of dragonflies outside of the house here. And, you know, looked it up because I was like, wow, that's interesting to see that many, you know, dragonflies. And it turned out it's because it's telling you it's a mosquito breeding area. It's a breeding ground for the mosquitoes. So you're seeing some of those things out there. You definitely need to spray and take care of it. And, you know, you can go all the way back to with Natural Alternative. You know, they have that organic spray. It's not only in like a hose end that does about 10,000 square feet. They have a concentrate version as well. It's called Tick Kills. Same active ingredients and everything. You can just use it as a concentrate. So they have three sizes of the concentrate. They have an 8 ounce, which will treat up to an acre. They have a 32 ounce, that is 3.5 acres, and then a 64 ounce, which is 7.5 acres. So you get the bigger guy, and you continue to do it for multiple times. You know, it might cost a little bit, but you're doing multiple applications, especially, you know, for 30-day intervals. We still could be spraying all the way into end of September, but this product, again, will last over the winter and be able to be used in the spring again, as long as it doesn't get into very frozen-type conditions. One last thing to add to it, it's honeybee, butterfly, earthworm, and pet-friendly. Huge right there. Taking care of our insects is something, and our family and our pets, definitely worth it. If you have any questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. MilitaryMD.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking in regards to mosquitoes and what to do and how to be friendly to our other beneficial insects, our honeybees, earthworms, and butterflies. That product I was talking about was called Tick Kills from Natural Alternative. You can actually get a hose end version from them. It's just called Mosquito Tick and Flea Control. The Mosquito Tick and Flea Control is the hose end version where you just attach to the hose. It does about 10,000 square feet. The concentrate version is called Tick Kills. It's used in multiple sizes, 8 ounce, 32, 64 ounces. They also even have this really cool, they do bundles right on their websites. You can get multiple products, and they have a couple that I really like. The Organic Mosquito Repellent Bundle is definitely worth it. You can get the Mosquito Tick and Flea Control hose end. You can get a personal mosquito spray. And then you get a little bit bigger mosquito repellent that you can carry, one for the house, one to carry around. So there's some good products there to take a look at. Another thing we should be thinking about for the future here, if you want to go with a bundle, getting the mosquito tick and flea control, you can get some fertilizer at the same time, and then an all-purpose fertilizer as well. They call that one the Bugs and Bloom Bundle. we're getting to the point where we're starting to think about planting our bulbs for the fall, right? You might not think that with the heat we've been having, but it's August 22nd. We are not that far away from bulb planting time. You'll start to see bulbs in your garden centers. You'll start to see them out and about. Definitely, they're great things to have for next year. You know, we talk about thinking ahead. We've been talking about a lot of it all day. And this is one of those definite, you know, thinking ahead, because it's going to be for next spring. But bulb season of planting is definitely happening soon. So maybe, you know, getting this, you need the mosquito control. Then you can get the all-purpose food and then protolizer. I mean, protolizer, it's obviously, you know, I talk about it a lot, but it is one of my favorite products out there. It's not only for, you know, the growth of the plant. It's for the roots. It's for helping with transplant shock, plant loss. It's one of those things where it's not a fertilizer. It works with your fertilizer. So your fertilizer, you might be putting the fertilizer down and it, you know, it does its thing. But what this does is this works with your fertilizer at the same time, making it more readily available for your roots, for your plant, right? And it helps produce those blooms or vegetables, whatever you're looking to do, a little bit easier. And it will really, really help it out. Now, with this Bugs and Bloom bundle, 1 gallon of protolizer will do 64 bulbs in an area. So it's a lot if you were to use it. 6 ounces of protolizer in this bundle makes 12 gallons of finished product. Now, like I said, 1 gallon does 64 bulbs. So first, it's thinking 1 gallon, wow, that, you know, how much is there? 64 bulbs. We times that times 12. It's a lot. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to give you the number because right now I can't think of it. But all of that being said, using it is going to help those bulbs start to develop its root system and get ready for the long winter to come. Because we put them in now so that they have that cold period. And we're doing the same thing as we would with like a poinsettia, with the amaryllis that we were talking about earlier. The cold period for bulbs is a lot longer period, and it's usually underground. It needs to stay cold. It needs to stay that way. It gives them months to store everything up, and then, boom, it shows up and flowers for us in the spring. And that's what we want to see. We got a couple hours left in the show, plenty of open lines. If you want to give us a call, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.